Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and J. Knicks, pumps, throws, got a man, it's Sutton, it's a touchdown.
They're in the red zone now, and a give to J.K. Dobbins.
Broncos.
And he breaks a tackle and has a Denver touchdown.
Man, so what a game. Won. What a game. We win. We beat the Tennessee Titans, and the Tennessee Titans are probably the best team in football.
Really? Really? Yeah. I thought you said they were horrible.
They were awful. Yeah. They were god-awful, Jamie.
I thought you said before on Friday, like, Tennessee isn't going to go to the playoffs or anything.
I'm saying it again. Yeah. They're god-awful. Okay. They're terrible, Jamie. Terrible. Terrible. They looked terrible yesterday, and we barely beat them. We didn't look good yesterday. Spadell, you're a football fan. Didn't look good, bub.
Outside of that touchdown to Cortland Sutton, he did not look good at all.
Bo Nix looked terrible. Yeah. Looked terrible. We've got problems.
We need Shador.
Yeah.
No, I'm a believer. He's going to be fine. No.
He's going to pull out. Sound too
he
confident.
Sucked. He sucked.
My God.
He sucked. All right, Broncos win yesterday. A couple of takes yesterday from just football. We're not a sports station. Just throwing a couple of things out there. You know, Russell Wilson used to be here. He played terrible, so it looks like he's his career is probably about done.
Are we still paying him?
Yeah.
I think so. Last year, yeah.
We got one more year, right?
What a great deal, man.
Seriously.
You can play it like mediocre or just suck, and you can still make millions and millions of dollars.
I think they're giving him like $30 million this year.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you know that Sierra loves it.
Yeah.
You know that, right? Man. Well, he stunk it up yesterday. It looks like he's done. And Aaron Rodgers was on fire yesterday, so good for him. But that's it. That's our football recap.
Now we're going into baseball talk.
And then the Colorado Buffs won over the weekend, too.
Oh, yeah.
And CSU won.
CSU, that's what I was going to ask. How about Mines?
Barely.
Mines
I don't know what the Mines do. I have no idea.
How did Travis Hunter do?
I don't know. Yeah. A couple of things real quick here. Powerball, there were winners over the weekend. All right. In Texas, I found out this morning, the person that won and will split the jackpot in Texas picked their own numbers.
Oh, they did?
It was not a quick pick. Sometimes we wonder about that, right?
Yeah. So they picked their own.
Yeah, they picked their own numbers, and yes, there was a sequence in there, 61, 62.
Oh, there was.
Those sequences, man, you got to pay attention.
What was the Powerball number?
I think it was 17.
Oh.
I think so, yeah,
I went with
17.
Eight. Yeah. I don't know why.
All right, the Powerball's over. Thank God.
17. Yeah.
Yeah, that costs us so much money. If we would have put that in a high-quality mutual fund, we'd all be millionaires.
Now, honestly, when we heard on Saturday night that there was a winner, didn't you feel relieved in a way?
Well, yeah.
Because of all the money we're spending, relief. It's like, oh, thank God it's over.
Whew, by the way, Texas had a good run. They not only did they get a jackpot winner, they had a $2 million winner, and they had a couple of $1 million winners, all in Texas.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, they're on fire, right? Them. All right, there's something circulating out there. It's called Baseball Karen, okay? It's a lady that approached a man and his son about getting a baseball back that had hit in her area of the stadium, but it bounced around, and the guy grabbed it, gave it to his son, and it was his son's birthday. And this lady, she went unhinged. She went over and said, I want my baseball back, and demanded that she get the ball back. And it's been going viral. It's been everywhere.
I have a different view of it, to be honest with you.
Okay, go ahead.
So my thought is he did take it out of her hand. When I watched the video again, first of all, he jumped like to two sections to go over to get the ball, right? And she was reached down, and she even says to him, you took it out of my hand. And if you look, she is behind there, and it does look like he took it out of her hand. Now, I think when she went over and approached him and was screaming at him that she wanted her ball back, I don't think she realized that he had given it to his son yet. I think that she just wanted the ball back, and she wasn't thinking if he gave it to a little kid or not. But obviously, I saw it differently than everybody else did because, first of all, the Phillies gave him a gigantic package of goodies, right? He also got a brand new RV from what's that guy's name that owns Campers World? Marcus. Marcus gave him a new RV.
He got an RV?
And two tickets to the World Series.
No kidding.
Wow, I didn't know the RV. Oh, yeah, they made out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I think that dad did take it out of Karen's hand.
Yeah. Now here's my take. I don't think he did. I don't think he did. In baseball, when a foul ball or a home run goes into the stands, it's free-for-all. It's like a scrum. Whomever gets it, whoever comes out of the pile with the ball, gets the ball. That's the cardinal rule with baseball.
Have you seen that one? I don't think that's true, because did you see that old one where that old man has the ball and that guy behind him yanks it out of his hand?
That's different. Once you have it in your possession,
I think she had it in her possession.
Well, I didn't. The way I saw it, I didn't think she had it in her possession. I think she was going for it, but I don't think she ever had the ball. And he grabbed the ball. But I'm just saying, the cardinal rule in baseball is that whomever gets the ball, it's your ball. If you get the ball and get possession of it, right? That's the way it usually works. But this kid and the dad made out like a bandit.
Yeah, they did.
Man, getting all that, all the, you know, merch they got.
And now, of course, Spirit Halloween has already made a Karen outfit.
I love it. It's so good. It's got the wig and everything.
I know. It's so funny.
This lady has been poisoned.
Poor thing.
She's the new CEO and his mistress on Kiss Camp.
Yeah, for sure.
That's 100%. What she is. She got caught at the ballpark.
I feel bad for her. Because
doing something rude.
You know, just from the angle I saw it, I was like, I don't know, you guys. I'd rewatch that because I feel like she did have the ball and he took it out of her hand.
All right. Let's put it to Texadato. All right. 303-22-L. 303-222-5423. You've seen the videos. It's been circulating everywhere. Who was in the right or who was in the wrong? I think the lady was wrong with what she did, but I think it turned out great for the dad and the son.
At the end of the day, who cares?
I mean, who cares? Yeah. You're right. They made out like a bandit. But
new camper?
Was she wrong?
A new RV? Because your dad has a baseball, and he did the right thing, by the way, because she was berating him, and so she gave him the ball, and he got you a brand new RV.
All right, Texadato, was Karen wrong? Was baseball Karen wrong? Here's the moment that she goes to get the ball. They're arguing over the baseball. Then the dad later on speaks up about what the confrontation was actually like.
I had my whole hand around it. Like, it was right on the ball and right back up because there was other people headed this way. Like, you could see the commotion. I just grabbed it and immediately turned around and put it in his glove. And I gave him a hug because I was so happy. Something touched my arm and then she just screamed in my ear. That's my ball. Like, so loud. I'm like, I was like, wow, why are you here?
A lot of people wanted to know, what was your, like, in that moment, your reaction?
The touch wasn't a big deal because I thought it was the people behind us or the people in front of us that we have been talking to the whole game, friends of ours. It took a second to process of like, why is this lady here? I thought she would just eventually go away, but she was very persistent. And I'm standing there with my kids and there was kind of a fork in the road. Like, I'm going to go one direction and they'll probably regret, or go this direction and do something in front of my kids that, you know, like a teacher.
Love it's a free-for-all when those balls go into the stands.
I think it's so funny how then everybody then started turning against the dad on social media. Like, why didn't you stick up for your kid? You lost your man card. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know what? I felt the same way. It was like, why didn't you give her the ball back? I wouldn't have given it to her.
Oh, my God.
Of course, you wouldn't have an RV right now if you had given it back to her, right?
Again, it all turned out just great.
It did work out pretty good. All right, Texanino, what do you think? Was baseball Karen wrong in the way she approached this thing, or did she have possession of the ball? It should be hers. It's your choice. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
I will say I agree with this, Jamie. I feel sorry for people who have the name Karen.
I know.
It's awful.
Isn't that awful?
It's awful what it's become.
It's so sad.
If you're a Karen, yeah, you got to change your name, I think.
I mean, right? even the Chad never took off like Karen did.
Oh, no, poor Karen. And Karen is so bad.
It is
so negative.
Bad.
So awful.
And now it has a Halloween costume.
Oh, then everybody on Texadato, they're hating on this woman. She's in the wrong. She's wrong. You don't take a ball from a kid.
I can't believe that it didn't go viral, that guy that took the old man's ball. Yeah. He literally had it in his hand, and you watch him rip it out of his hand, and nobody made a big stink of it. It's weird what takes off and what doesn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it was so blatant, and everybody's like, what about that poor guy?
I didn't see that guy.
Oh, it was sad.
But he's a schmuck if he took it out of, if you take it out of anybody's
Seriously.
Hands. Once a person has possession of the ball, it's their ball.
He told the guy, the older gentleman, he was like kind of sad, and he was like, you should work out.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. I know. Oh, my God.
Back when I played baseball, I've seen so many scrums over baseball. It's a stinking baseball.
I know, right?
People will go all out for one, man.
They lose their minds.
It's crazy.
And right now, it's really going viral. So they're really, like, zooming in on these incidents,
yeah.
It seems like.
It's the new Kiss Cam, yeah, man. All right. This Friday, Bar Bingo. I just want to make sure everybody knows that if you're registered, you went into Alice1059.com. You got signed up. You hit that little submit button. You and your friends, you signed up. You are expected to be there Friday.
Yeah, and I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. We haven't done it on a Friday in so long. That means that we can have cocktails and flowing because it's a school. It's not a school night.
Yep.
It's going to get crazy. Woo!
Tom's Watch Bar downtown, right across from Coors Field. Great place. It's a great place. I've never been there as far as, you know, when it's open. I've walked through there and seen it before. But this place is fabulous. It's downtown. The setting is perfect. We have tons of prizes to give away.
I do feel sorry for one little thing.
What?
So there's somebody that had already booked upstairs, way upstairs, for their welcome wedding party.
Yeah.
They have no idea what's coming.
Yeah, it's going to be.
We're crossing over times. And these people are all flying in for some wedding dinner. Yeah. Welcome to Colorado welcome dinner. And it's, you know, it's not where we are exactly. It's off to the side in their private room. But they don't know what this is.
Well, a lot of times those things are boring, so maybe they want to play bingo.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we slide in there a few cards and we liven the place up for.
That's what I was thinking of. So here's this really nice dinner, yeah. Right, with steak and everything, and you can hear BJ in the background. B42.
Yeah. And before you know it, all these fancy people in their fancy dress are out on the floor playing bingo with us. I think it's going to be a good time, man.
Oh,
we have Benson Boone tickets to give away. He's playing a show Utah, in
yeah.
Salt Lake yep. City. Fly away to see him. Tons of prizes. King Super. They've given us $100 gift cards. That's a pretty good gift to give away. We have a lot of stuff in store. If you're signed up, we'll see you Friday, this Friday, at Tom's Watch Bar downtown. BJ and Jamie's Bar Bingo is back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty. Don't forget, Halsey tickets coming up at 7:40 this morning. She's coming back to town November. She'll be at the Fillmore. We've got a couple of tickets to give away. And again, Bar Bingo being Friday night, be sure and be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Did you see the story of you mentioned the wedding that's taking place at Bar Bingo, reception?
Oh, yeah.
That's going on?
In their private room, yeah.
Yeah. There was a theft over the weekend. I guess a wedding party out in California. They were holding this big reception thing, and they had that, you know, the gift box up front where you could drop the money in,
yeah.
The envelopes
Somebody
and all
took
that.
Off with it.
They stole $60,000.
That's a good wedding.
Wow.
Holy moly. $60,000. Here's the story.
As George and Nadine Farahat danced the night away with their 300 wedding guests, the newly married couple had no idea a wedding crasher seen here in this surveillance camera was making off with a box containing all of their wedding money, which they say totals nearly $100,000.
It all happened so quickly in the moment.
I was terrified. This is such an intimate moment. This is the happiest day of your life. And to hear someone in all black came up and just grabbed it and ran, just something hard to swallow.
The video shows the man here trying to blend in by passing by family members, strolling casually to the bathroom, even bellying up to the bar for a drink.
He was grabbing a drink at the bar. He was mingling with guests. He was greeting people. He was opening the door. All of this, looking back at it now, it's just so scary.
This sounds like an inside job.
That's what I was getting ready to say. This is so shady because he was all dressed up.
Yeah.
He didn't look like a criminal. He even had nice shoes on.
Somebody tipped this dude off and said, I'm going to a wedding and there's going to be 300 people there and they're going to have a box up front and that thing's going to be loaded with cash.
Yeah,
I'll split it with you.
Wow.
I'll get their attention. You slide in the side and steal the box.
That seems weird, doesn't it?
$100,000? I thought it was only $60,000.
No, I mean the fact that he's all dressed up like to go to a wedding. That's weird.
It's just the whole thing's got a funny smell to
it. I mean, there was
it.
No hoodie, you know,
nah.
You know, because we always see hoodies in crime.
Right.
There was no hoodie. He has a button down. I think he even used starch. Like, it looks right. like
it
a
looks stiff.
It does yeah. look stiff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. You expect to see that little, you know, that little thing they put over their eyes, that little thing they wear, and then a bag over their shoulders, like a crook. Look like
yeah,
a crook.
Exactly.
This guy doesn't look like a crook.
Or are you talking about the burglar from McDonald's?
Yeah. 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 He's got that little mask, yeah. that only little beady
like,
eyes.
What are you talking
and you got
about?
That bag over his shoulders. And you're creeping through the wedding
yeah,
like
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, hey, we got it. Yep.
You throw the box in the
bag. Yep. We got
it.
Yep.
Now watch, Jamie.
We got it. Yeah.
Okay, pretend my glasses are the.
Oh, my God. He just goes on and on about a story.
I love it. I love it. $100,000. Holy moly. It's gone.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I just want to give y'all some insight into how it goes here at the Radio Ranch. So I'm singing, right? Because I'm a lunatic. And I'm like, I need some good news, right? I'm singing. And all of a sudden I hear BJ go, oh, I got to remember to get some dog food.
Yeah, I got
to
get dog food. I'm completely out of dog food. I've been out for 2 days. Yeah. Dogs are starving.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Just random.
I've been feeding them the good stuff, though. They had steak yesterday.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. And they're going to be sad when they get that dry dog food.
Yeah.
What the hell happened, man?
Yeah, they do get tears in their
yeah,
eyes.
Right.
When I come in with that big bag of kibblets or kibbles and sons.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, something like that.
Like, oh, no. What just happened? Hey, did you happen to grab it yet, Schmidl? I know I didn't give
yeah.
you any time.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
you
on
did?
There.
Okay, so this is the moment where I love Deborah Takahara. A lot of you know her from the news. She was on the news here in Colorado forever, right? She was a news anchor. And now she's the public information officer for Douglas County Sheriff's Department. And she's just balls. I love this woman. But it's time to humiliate Deborah Takahara.
Why?
Well, she
what
got.
Happened?
So she was in cadet camp. And so to talk about the stories and to be a part of it and all that, she decided that she also would get tased by the department.
Yeah.
Which is, I would never agree to do that.
I wouldn't either. I think, though, when you get into that line of work, I think they kind of expect it of you.
Well, she's a public information officer.
I still wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't either.
I don't care what line of work I'm in.
All right. So, so here is the sound that Deborah Takahara made.
I'd be worse. I'd cry like a baby, man.
I would too, right?
I would. I'd go crawling on the floor trying to get these things out of your system.
But she just reached a note I didn't know was possible from her. If you could play it just one more time. Yeah. It's that last one, right? Right before she falls on the ground.
I see videos of people getting tased, you know, these police videos that yeah. circulate, and they drop like a sack of rocks, man.
Know.
It is unbelievable how paralyzed they become.
Yeah, it is
I'd
crazy.
Never do that.
Mm-mm, me either. We had a lot of people saying that they went to Netflix and they watched The Unknown Number. I'm not going to give away any details again, but it is really good. It's on Netflix. It's called Unknown Number. I think it was even trending like top three or something. Mm-hmm. So if you get a chance, go and see that. In the meantime, though, let's talk about the VMAs. The VMAs were on last night, and I have some of the audio in case you missed it. First of all, Doja Cat, BJ called it iconic.
It's pretty good. It's really good, in fact.
Really?
One of the better performances I've seen in a long time.
It's on par with, like, Michael Jackson.
It really
dancing.
Is.
It's really good.
It's good.
All right, here she is, number six.
You
want to
do what now? But who I don't need a pin drop or a text tonight. I ain't even coming out with you. You don't want to show me off to your ex and your friends tonight. You must be on my knee. Cause y'all ain't thinking when we started up. Cause she really was a friend. Like you said, she was. But I've been like,
that audio does not do it justice. You got to see the video.
Yeah, you do.
It's all about the dance moves.
The dance is incredible.
Youngblood, did you guys see him on the red carpet, Youngblood? I
yeah.
swear I could see his pubic area. Those were some low, 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 low.
Yeah, they were low jeans.
Those were
low
yep,
jeans.
Yeah, low jeans. You have to be very, very confident with your abdomen to wear.
Yeah, and he had that look on his face too, like, you want more?
Yeah, he
you
did.
Want more? Yeah, he was like, hey, look at this. Like, you want more?
His name is Youngblood, and he did a tribute to Ozzy with Steven Tyler. Here is a little bit of that, number 7. Problem is that, speaking of iconic, Ozzy's sound is just so, nobody could replicate
it's
it.
It's one of a kind.
No. Yeah, and it's that one's too hard to do, in my opinion. But Mariah Carey also sang live, and Carson said she couldn't move. Which yeah, is,
she was concentrated on singing.
Okay, so here she is, number 5. Was she really singing live?
Yeah.
Wow. It's pretty good for Mariah.
Yeah, I thought she did a good job.
I think she's going in the lower keys now instead of trying to go, yeah. You know, all those weird notes she used to hit. Yeah, so good for her. Ariana Grande also had a performance. Here it is, number 4. How do you even hit that note?
Somebody has to grab you in a certain area.
And Deborah Takahara?
Oh, yeah. Since the last Tasia.
Yeah, she was good. Who was the performer that was performing in that downpour?
That was Sabrina Carpenter.
On the stage.
Sabrina Carpenter.
How do they do that? How do they have all that rain up there on stage with all that equipment and nothing goes out?
Yeah. I always wondered that when Justin Bieber did the same kind of thing. He did the performance with that fake rain or whatever. I mean, it's real rain. It's real water. I thought the same thing. They're going to get electrocuted.
When you watch this thing, she is soaked. Drenched. Everybody on that stage is soaked, but everybody else is dry. Yes. Everybody else is dry. And not one electrical shock anywhere.
I know.
Amazing.
It's amazing. All right, and I'm not going to play it again, but Charlie Sheen comes out about his, I guess he goes both ways. Does he still go both ways?
Or I don't think so, because in the interview they said that he wanted to try the other side of the menu. So, and then he kind of was over it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it was drug-fueled.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Did you ever think that you'd have something in common with Charlie Sheen?
Okay. What are you talking about?
I was just asking a question. Oh, are we still in the air? Yeah. Sorry, Spadilla. Yeah. Have you ever thought of that?
No, I didn't,
you
actually.
Never thought of that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was kind of blown away when I heard the interview.
Yeah. I guess you're surprised I asked, too, aren't you?
I expected it.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know me, God. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then finally, that little kid that had the ball taken away at the Phillies game, y'all will be happy to know that it all turned out great at the end. Not only did he meet the player who hit the home run, but the player gave him an autographed bat after the game. And then also Marcus from, I forgot that show he had on, but he's this billionaire. He owns Camper World. And he also gave the family a brand new RV and tickets to the World Series. So that's what you get when you get your ball stolen.
Yep. Made out like a bandit,
yeah,
didn't
he? Sure did. All right, sure there you did. Go. Tablet track.
All right, it's the BJ and Jimmy Morning Show. Right after this, Halsey tickets we'll give away too. Do it next.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.